What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 375. In this episode, I'll discuss whether patients with liver disease and prolonged PT-INR levels still need VTE prophylaxis. I have all the evidence for today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode375. Patients with liver disease and prolonged PT-INR levels appear to be teetering between the risk of bleeding and the risk of clotting. In a patient with cirrhosis, simply having a prolonged PT or INR does not necessarily mean that the patient is auto-anticoagulated. Hospitalized patients with liver disease are at risk of VTE, and risk stratification tools like the Padua Predictor Score, or PPS, can be used to determine high versus low risk of VTE in these patients. A retrospective cohort of 235 patients appears to show that the risk of bleeding is not significantly different in patients with liver disease who receive VTE prophylaxis compared to those who do not. Another retrospective chart review study showed a higher risk of bleeding in patients with chronic liver disease, although it was predominantly minor bleeding. And both of these studies are linked up in the show notes. While most hospitalized patients with liver disease will need VTE prophylaxis, the decision should be individualized based on the risk of VTE, platelet count, and degree of baseline coagulopathy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.